the first place I'll start, which is about keeping your spot. Okay, this applies to bass players, singers. You count in halftime. You count. Treat everything like it's in two. The days. So I'm just thinking root and space, or bar. I should say, you know, like one in space, and next bar in space, and I'm not even counting because it's ones and zeros like that, like a computer program. You're either on or in the middle. You're on the beginning of the bar or in the middle. I'm not counting numbers. So that's the first thing. If you're a bass player struggling to keep up, or even piano, try doing just root and nothing. Like I got root and nothing, next root and nothing. That whole nothing business gives you time to get the next note. If you're more feeling more adventurous than that on bass, you could do, or on piano, you could do root and fifth. Root, or I should say, root and fifth, and root and fifth, and root and fifth, and root. Whatever, I can't sing that. Can't sing that. That would be a good ear training exercise for me on the chairlift. I'm talking about when you're playing, as opposed to counting in your head.
Yeah.
Like feeling the length of a bar.
But sort of keeping time to the actual notes you're playing.
I'm talking about feeling the rhythm of a bar without counting 1, 2, 3, 4, regardless of what notes you play. I'm not saying the notes should suggest where you are rhythmically, but that you shape the notes you play based on how comfortable you are rhythmically. Maybe it's just one note per bar.
But those notes you're talking about are in your head.
No, they're on the instrument.
Okay.
You know, especially bass and piano, guitar, whatever. Does that make sense? Like feeling the length of the bar first, and then having your notes go around. No one cares if you're playing lots and lots of notes, or, I mean, let's face it, you could have impeccable time and only play in half notes. You want to come over for a jam session? Sure, but I don't know if you're new to town, so I'm not sure if you're aware, but I only play half notes. But your time is impeccable. The person would be like, okay, sure, I'll try it. And your time is just amazing, and your whatever, your touch, and you know, the guy's, let's say he's a crazy trumpet player or something. Most of them are, just kidding. Can't pick on Keith, he's not here. You know, then he can play all kinds of crazy stuff, and you're just playing half notes. He's going to have a blast. So, but if someone plays lots of notes but can't keep their spot, that's going to be frustrating. So it's not about how many notes you play, it's just how much. Does that make sense? That's an important point. The melody, I'm missing a huge thing here. So some people maybe are more melodically inclined than they are rhythmically inclined. The melody is a huge thing. You ever hear drummers who solo, and as soon as they, you know, are three bars into the solo or even one bar, you're like, where are we? You know, how do you deal with that? That's funny. You know, what do you do when it comes to that? You sing the melody. You sing the melody in your head at all, you know, at all times. So that's a huge thing right there. Speaking of that topic, I was hoping that maybe some of the chordal instruments, if you guys knew the melody, or if you're comfortable sight reading, to cue the singers a little more, like Ira. Like, not to pick on you, Elizabeth, but I wasn't sure if you were deliberately, there was like a second part of the melody that I wasn't sure if you were deviating from it on purpose, and then you deviated from it the same way twice, so I knew it wasn't on purpose, and it didn't sound bad. Like, it didn't sound bad. You were still in the right key and everything, or maybe there's just a version that you've heard that you're mimicking that I don't know or whatever. But I was thinking, like, at that moment, maybe Ira could cue the melody if you were comfortable with that. I'd like to hear, like, Joe did it a little bit, and I'm not sure if he did that on purpose, you know, and helped out where we were in the melody. And it helps, right? As long as you're not getting in the way of her.
As long as I know where it is, she's going, yeah.
And on the flip side, if the singer is strong and you know he or she knows where they are, let's just call it she, since we have two singers who are female, then you could do the opposite of do little fills in between the melody. If you know that's not going to throw them off, that would be the days of wine and roses. There's a little space in there. I don't think you need me to tell you that, but these things are good bringing to your consciousness. Any other?
Yes, correct.
And that relates to Ted's question. He was asking about, there's a bar, towards the end, there's two chords in a bar. And how do you know how fast, or like, so if you, now that you're feeling in halftime, like one, nothing, one, nothing. So it's on the in those bars at the end. Now you got A minor, D minor, ding. There's something on the back half instead of nothing, right? Does that make sense?
Like one,
one, or I would say one, two, one, two, and one, one, two, and then the top. Does that make any sense?
So.
No, because it could be anywhere in the tune. Two bars can be anywhere. It just so happens to be at towards the end in this tune.
I wonder if that.
I know what you mean. Yeah, harmonic motion is funny like that. So you can't rely on it to always propel.
But something I've often heard is just sing the melody when you're listening.
Sing the melody. You know, it's a long lost art, and I don't practice it, so I don't teach it. But I should know it. I should do it, and I should teach it, which is learn the damn lyrics, and then you can not only, and it does help. I did at one time. I kind of did it. So there are some songs I kind of do like the first two lines, and then I'm lost. Like the days of wine and roses. I can't even remember this one, and it's a little bit sad. But what the big proponent of that was. Lester Young, big proponent. Like, don't even talk to me if you don't know the lyrics. Like, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, it shows the.
Is there some reason for that?
It's just historically the way it developed.
There are vocal.
Yeah, should be. And I was impressed. You know, you both rooms got to the end, and you hashed out the ending, and you made one. And they turned out to be similar endings. And we'll have a whole nother session on intros and endings. And you both came up with fairly standard endings. So we'll talk about how to initiate those on the fly in some other session. But for now, we're going to move on to Corcovado. We could chat all night. Corcovado has a much more complicated harmony than before.